Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
My story happened in Edinburgh, Scotland. Beautiful place. If you've never been, go. Stunning. Everything. The place is full of history. The people are lovely and warm. The place isn't, but the people are. Everything is old. They love telling you that. Everywhere you'll go in Edinburgh, people will be like, oh, how old do you think that bridge is? You'll be like, I don't know, they're like 300 years old. You'll be like, oh, okay. They'll be like, that church, 500 years old. Meet my son, 800 years old. He looks six. Aye, Scottish workmanship. But there were wonderful people. It was really great out there. And we were there for a comedy festival, okay? And what I do whenever I'm traveling is, if I get to be in the same place as my friends, we try and spend as much time together. And what we'll do is we'll order, like, food or we'll go out. And when we do that, we allow one person to designate the meal. Nobody negotiates, everybody gets to pick a day. And so whenever my day comes around, consistently, I pick Indian food, all right? Yeah, I think it's the best cuisine in the world. Nothing comes close. You don't agree with me? Let's meet in the parking lot, we can fight. I love Indian food, loved it my whole life. And so we're in Edinburgh, I'm with my friends, they're like, where are we going? Trevor, what do you say? I'm like, Indian food. They're like, every time, I was like, yes, every time Indian food. I'm like, oh, it's the same. I'm like, then why do you keep asking me? If you know, you know. Stop asking me. And I searched. I searched for where we were going to go. Because I always try and find the most authentic Indian restaurant I can find. Like, I mean, like, authentic Indian restaurants. Do you know what I mean? So what I'll do is I'll go to a place, and then I'll ask around. And I'll ask people. I'll be like, where do you go? And then, like, where the white people tell me, I don't go there. So I found this authentic spot, and I was so happy. Now, the reason it had to be so authentic, just so you understand a little bit of me. I grew up in South Africa, as you know, right? Now, what a lot of people may not know is that South Africa has one of the largest Indian populations outside of India, right? One of the largest Indian populations outside of India. I know Canada's number one now. But when I was growing up, we had the single largest population of Indians outside of India. Yeah, so if India blew up, we were India. It was that close. And so I was lucky enough to grow up surrounded by Indian culture. Right? In fact, one of my best friends growing up was a little Indian boy by the name of Thiessen Pillay. And we were thick as thieves. I don't think you understand. Every single day we hung out together. We spent our recesses together. We were hanging out, eating everything together, everything. Because we had so many things in common, right? We met at the beginning of the school year and we had so many things in common. Like he liked running, I liked running. So, Thiessen and I would spend every day together. And our ritual was simple. We'd go to all the classes that we did and then we'd meet at what we called break time. And at break time, we'd sit and we'd eat our lunch together. Now, our lunches were very different, all right? Because Thiessen would get a packed lunch from his mom every single day. I would get money from my mom to buy food from the school tuck shop, we called it, right? Cafeteria, all right? And so what we'd do is I'd go and I'd buy the food every single day. And it's like, because my mom couldn't cook, right? Well, she tried once and I was like, don't do this ever again. This is child abuse. Just give me the money. So I would buy the food every day. Thiessen, on the other hand, had food that his mom made every single day. And every single day, the meal was curry. I know this because every day, we'd sit down together. Thiessen would open his little lunchbox. He would take out his little can of juice. he'd unwrap his sandwich, and there'd be little triangles cut out, and then he'd pull it out, he'd open the bread, look inside, and then he'd scream at the top of his lungs. He'd be like, "Curry! Damn it, mommy!" Every day. Every day, we'd sit down, I'd have my food, he'd have his, he'd take the juice out of the box, he'd unwrap the sandwich, he'd look in between, he'd be like, "Curry! Damn it, mommy!" Every single day, without fail, every day, mutton curry, lamb curry, potato curry, every curry you can imagine, but it was curry every single day. Curry! It was my favorite part of the day. Some days, I wouldn't even open my lunch for fear of missing the moment. I would just sit there next to him waiting, and he'd open it up, and he'd be like, "Curry!" And I'd mouth it next to him, "Damn it, mommy!" Every day, for months and months and months and months, this happened. And then finally, at the risk of breaking it all, I turned to Thiessen one day. He screams like, "Curry! Damn it, mommy!" And I was like, "Thiessen, you know it's going to be curry every day." He said, "What?" I said, "It's going to be curry every single day. Every day you open the bread, and then every day you're shocked and you're like, 'Curry, damn it, mommy.' But it's always going to be curry." And he said, "I know, Seva, I know. I'm not shocked, I'm just disappointed." Right, because every single day, right, I come to school and then every day I'm like, I'm going to eat lunch, and then every day I open a box and I know what it's going to be because last night we had the curry. Then what my mom does is she takes last night's curry, then she put it in a sandwich for me, and then that's the curry that I'm going to have today. Then I know when I go home tonight, I'm going to eat the curry, then I know that's the curry that's coming the next day. So every single day I'm getting curry, it's curry, and then it's going to be more curry and more curry. Trevor, I know I'm Indian, but it's too much, man. I just want something different, you know? They say variety is the spice of life, not just curry. I was like, "Oh, but Thiessen, is it bad?" He said, "I don't even know anymore. I lost perspectives. Here, you can have it." And he gave me his curry sandwich. I bit it. And Toronto, there are moments in your life that will forever shape who you are. Moments that will define who you grow on to be. This was one of those moments for me. I put that sandwich in my mouth. I bit down and my mouth came alive. My tongue discovered its purpose. I didn't know potatoes could pop like that. The flavors were bouncing around. My eyes opened wide. It was, I was like, "Curry! Thank you, mommy." And I said, "Thiessen, this is amazing. You eat this every day?" And he's like, "Every damn day." And I was like, "Well, okay, let's swap. I'll give you my money for tuck shop, and then you give me your curry food every day." And we did that, we traded. And let me tell you something now. You thought we were best friends before, we turned into soulmates. Yeah, because we both got everything we dreamed of, right? I got to have a home-cooked meal every single day, and as an Indian person, he got to start a business. Thiessen was in heaven. It was perfect. And since then, I've loved curry. So, fast forward many decades, we're in Edinburgh, Scotland. Going out with my friends, we're choosing a spot. I choose Indian, authentic Indian. We get to the place, and it's legit. Like, it is legit. We walk in, and there's Indian music playing. There are Indian people eating, Indian cooks in the back, Indian waiters, Indian guards on the wall. I'm like, this is it. I'm home. We walked in, we sat down. And as soon as we sat, one of my friends, Steve, launches for the menu. And I was like, Steve, it's cool, man. I'll just order for everyone at the table. And he's like, oh, that's fine, Trevor. I'll order for myself, thank you. I was like, no, it's not about that, Steve. I just prefer to order for all of us, yeah? Right? You good? He's like, I don't know why that's necessary. I think I'll just order for myself. Is that okay? I was like, it's not. No, it's not okay, Steve. It's not okay, right? Because you're probably going to say some shit that's going to embarrass me in front of my Indian people, right? And so I just need you to back off for a moment. He's like, I'm sorry, what would I say that could embarrass you in front of Indian people? I was like, I don't know Steve and I don't want it to happen. Just let me handle this, okay? He's like, let you handle this? Tripper, I'll have you know that I've eaten curry for many, many years. I'm like, Steve, this is not the time. Just let's not argue, okay? Let's not argue. It's not the time to argue. He's like, what do you mean? Why would I embarrass you? Why? I was like, there's no why. You don't need to know why. Let's just not do it. He's like, no, why? Why? Because I'm white. I was like, you brought it up, not me, all right? I wasn't going to bring up race, but you did, Steve. And now that you brought it up, let's talk about it. Every time I take my white friends to an ethnic restaurant, they always say some shit that embarrasses me. Every single time. Every time. Either they don't know how to pronounce the food, or they'll say some random shit. They'll be like, can I get that one, the papadoms? What do you call these ones? You know, they'll be like, can I get this one, but not spicy? Kill yourself! Can I get the curry, but not spicy? Kill yourself! How are you gonna ask for curry, but not spicy? That's the whole point of curry. You want curry without the spice. Would you go to a sushi restaurant and ask for them to have the fish slightly boiled? No, I don't want the spice. Your forefathers went around the world killing people for the spice. Now you don't want it? Shut up and eat the spice, Steve. And he's there and he's like, Trevor, okay, I really don't understand where this is coming from, all right? I'm not going to embarrass you. I understand curry. I was like, Steve, let's just leave it at that. I got you, okay? I got you, all right? I understand this way more than you. He's like, Trevor, I'm sorry. You're not more Indian than me. I was like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, yeah, you are not more Indian than me. I was like, kuch kuch hota hai. What the hell is that? Exactly. Don't tell me I'm not more Indian than you. You shut up. When the waiter comes in, you shut up. He's like, I'm not going to shut up. I was like, you shut up. He's like, okay, fine. Order then. And the waiter walks over. This beautiful Indian man. He's got his beautiful Indian garb, and he steps up. And I know Steve. I can see him questioning my authority out of the corner of my eye. And that's when I Trudeau'd. I was just a little too hyped. I wanted to show him that these were my people, and as the waiter got there, I didn't even let him speak. I just jumped up and I was like, good evening. I'm going to be ordering for the entire table, please. Could we please have 3 garlic raw naans? We're going to have 3 rumali rotis. Give us 1 shahi paneer, 1 palak paneer. You know what? We're going to have a Rogan Josh lamb, of course. Could we also please have 1 butter chicken for my Caucasian friends? And then we're going to have 3 samosas and 3 mango lassis to wash it all down. Thank you very much. I crushed it. I could feel it. Everyone could feel it. They could feel something. The table went dead. The waiter just stared at me. At first I thought he was impressed. Then I realized he was confused. And this Indian man leans in, looks me dead in the eye, and he's like, sorry, sir, could you repeat what you said? I kind of hear what you were saying, right? You got a bit of an accent. And I was like, oh, shit! He's Scottish! I mean, I know he's Scottish. I mean, we're in Scotland. He's Scottish, but it's like he's Indian. I didn't expect that, right? Because the whole place is Indian. It's an Indian restaurant. The people eating were Indian. There's Indian gods on the wall. The guy was Indian. His beard was Indian, but his mouth was Shrek. I didn't expect that. And now he didn't understand me because I Trudeau'd too much. I didn't need to try so hard. But then I realized I also couldn't stop. Because that would be racist. So now, I've got the Scottish Indian man looking at me. Everyone's quiet, and he's like, if you don't mind, laddie, could you order again a little slower this time, right? I don't hear what you said. You want me to place the entire order again? Ah, if you don't mind, I'm ready whenever you are. You know, I think everybody can order for themselves at the table. I don't think it's necessary for me to hold their hands. Everybody can order individually, and we can go from there, okay? We can go from there. And Steve was like, oh, I wish I could, but I'm so afraid I might offend someone. I think my friend here should order for us. Please, Trevor, go ahead. Go ahead. You're far more cultured than I am. I said, no, Steve, please, you can try your hand. I'm sure you know exactly what you want. He's like, no, but what if I say something embarrassing? The last thing I'd want to do is offend another person's culture, Trevor. I said, no, you can't offend anybody. There are no mistakes here, okay? We are all friends, okay? If anybody make a mistake, we forget about it. In fact, whatever happens today, we're all going to forget about it, okay? Just order. He's like, no, I wish I could. I really wish I could, but Trevor, please go. I said, no, you just order, Steve. He's like, oh, please, Trevor. I was like, order, bastard! Just order! The waiter was like, hey, there's no need to fight amongst yourselves. Look, clearly your friend's a little uncomfortable. Right, just order for him. He's like, yes, he's totally uncomfortable. Okay, could we please have 3 Romali rotis and 3 garlic naan, 1 shahi paneer, 1 palak paneer, and could we also get a lamb Rogan Josh, and we're also going to be having 1 butter chicken. For your Caucasian friends! For anybody. Anybody can enjoy different types of curry. They don't all have to be spicy. It doesn't matter as long as you participate. There is no wrong way. Oh, you're so understanding, Trevor. Yes, I am. Could we also please get why are you gonna answer that? No, they can call me back later. He's like, it's getting awkward. Just answer your phone. I'll wait. Okay. Hello? Yes, this is Trevor speaking. How can I help you? Yes, no, the one and the same. Can you get to the point? I can't talk right now. Can you tell me what you need? I can't speak for too long. Can you? No. There is nothing wrong with my voice. Can you just get... No, everything's fine. No, I have not been kidnapped. No. I have not been kidnapped. Everything is fine. This is not a secret message. Just, can you tell me what you need? No, we can talk later then. My voice is like this sometimes. Don't worry about that. Just wait. No, and I think I know my voice also. Yeah, well, I've been me my whole life, okay? Okay, fine. We'll talk later. Okay. Love you too, mommy. Bye-bye. It's the most awkward meal I've ever had in my life. I barely ate a thing. I sat there thinking about my life. We finally get up to leave. Steve is beaming from ear to ear. They walk out ahead of me, and as I'm leaving the restaurant, the waiter waves us off. He's like, good night, everybody. He's like, have a great night. And we wave at him, and he's like, hey, excuse me, before you go, hey, aren't you Trevor Noah? A comedian, right? I was like, yeah, why? He's like, oh no, because I totally got you, Trevor. I was like, wait, what? Wait, you're Indian? He's like, of course I'm Indian. All places Indian. I totally got you, huh? accent, look, Trevor Noah coming. Then you start talking with accent. I go, I also do accent. Then you were doing accent. Then I do accent. Then you were doing accent. You make joke, I make joke. Do you like joke? I'm like, no, I don't like your joke. I don't like your joke. I thought I was about to get canceled. Do you see this shit? He's like, it was amazing, though. You were sweating so hard. Not from the curry, yeah? That was so funny, Trevor. I was like, it was not funny. My friends were laughing. He's like, I know. He's like, I wasn't scared, man. Why would you do that? He's like, because, Trevor, I take great joy in the pain and suffering of others. It's called Schadenfreude.
Watch Trevor Noah, I Wish You Would, only on Netflix.